Good morning. Dry weather over us with high pressure in control this morning, although a warm front heading our way from the west is producing a fair amount of clouds. Still, I think we'll have a decent amount of sunshine mixing with the clouds through the morning and into the early part of the afternoon. And along with a southerly breeze, this will help temperatures push into the lower and middle 40s on average for afternoon highs. Clouds will thicken late this afternoon and through the evening hours, although it should be dry up until midnight for most everyone. Then a cool front will produce rain showers late at night and toward tomorrow morning. The rain showers will change to some snow showers as that cool front pushes through northern and central New York first thing tomorrow morning, and then the front will push through the rest of New York and New England during the early morning period. So high temperatures tomorrow will be early in the day and mainly in the lower 40s before dropping off as the wind increases out of the northwest and becomes gusty at times over 30 miles per hour. Temperatures will continue to drop tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night all the way down into the teens. And then a new area of high pressure from Canada will build in on Wednesday. This will bring partly sunny skies our way into the middle of the week, but it will still be windy and very cold for this time of year, with highs on Wednesday afternoon staying in the 20s to around 30, with wind chills closer to zero. The wind will ease up a bit on Thursday, but still on the colder side, with highs staying in the 30s under a mix of sun and clouds, and then we'll push it back into the lower 40s with dry weather on Friday. Another system will dive in from the Great Lakes on Saturday. With enough cold air in place, we could be looking at a chance of snow for the first full day of spring, highs staying in the 30s, and windy and cold with leftover snow showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, high pressure will promote dry and seasonably mild conditions to start the week across much of the eastern United States and into the south. Above normal temperatures will persist across much of the central plains and Midwest. This, however, combined with gusty winds and relative humidity in the 10 to 20% range, will bring an increased fire danger from the southern high plains into the Corn Belt. Red flag warnings have been issued for these areas. Meanwhile, a series of weak disturbances and a cold front across the West Coast states and Great Basin will generate rain showers for the Pacific Northwest. And flood warnings continue for portions of the mid and lower Mississippi River Valley due to increasing snowmelt. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport Grand in the Cayman Islands at 4:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Saturday, March 7th. The last report of hail was at Adana in Sakarpasa, Turkey at 6:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 10 above zero. The wind out of the north at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 47 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 19, 78% relative humidity. Calm wind and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Fullerton and Santee, both in California, to a low of 15 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 50, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy, with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 31, the average temperature 36, that's 2 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snow, 2.6 inches of snow for the month, which is 3.5 inches below average, and 73.2 inches for the season, which is 20.6 inches of snow above average. There were 29 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 546, that's 51 above average, and 5,676 for the season, which is 237 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low 26, the record high 82 set in 1990, and the record low 4 above zero in 1980. Sunrise this morning at 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:02 p.m., 11 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, with highs reaching the lower 40s. Cloudy, with rain showers moving in and mixing with snow showers tonight, with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sunshine and clouds today, with highs reaching the upper 40s. Cloudy tonight, with rain showers moving in towards sunrise, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers moving in, mixing with snow showers towards sunrise and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs reaching the lower to middle 40s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers moving in towards sunrise and lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers moving in and lows in the middle-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain showers changing to snow showers, becoming windy and turning colder, early day highs in the lower 40s with temperatures falling back through the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold Wednesday, 20s to around 30. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the upper 30s. Partly sunny Friday, lower 40s. A chance of snow Saturday in the 30s. Windy and cold with scattered snow showers Sunday with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.